Welcome to the Print Pod. Our senior assistant editor, Anusha Ravi Sood, wrote an article titled, How Ex-IPS Bhaskar Rao, Chennai-born Bangalore boy, aims to boost AAP's Karnataka push. I am Nidhima, and I bring you the podcast version of this article. When he opted for the voluntary retirement scheme in September 2021, IPS officer Bhaskar Rao was considering entering politics and was weighing his options. He had two choices: either the Congress, currently in the opposition, or the Aam Aadmi Party, a party that was by then the principal contender to the Congress in Punjab and was looking to expand its presence nationally. By Monday, 4th April, 2 days after he retired, the 1990 batch officer from the Karnataka cadre had made his choice. The former Additional Director General of Police joined the AAP. Repeat, although Rao has formally joined mainstream politics only now, the buzz around his possible foray into the political spectrum has been around for more than a year. In June 2020, Karnataka's Congress circles were alive with rumours about the possibility of him contesting the 2023 assembly elections from South Bangalore. Before he made his choice, he was courted not only by the Congress but also the Bharatiya Janata Party, Rao told the print. I have been in Karnataka my whole life and have friends across political parties. Many from the Congress and the BJP have asked me to join their parties, he said. What was it about the AAP that attracted him? I find that the AAP is the party with the least baggage, Rao told the print. Riding on its stunning victory in Punjab last month, the AAP is now looking to spread its reach beyond to states like Himachal, Gujarat and Karnataka. That means it needs well-connected and popular local faces like Bhaskar Rao. Rao has served across the state and has proved his commitment towards the public, Prithvi Reddy, the state convener for the AAP, told the print. Rao's induction into the party is just the beginning, the leader said. Karnataka has 224 assembly seats and the AAP is looking to field as many people as possible in next year's elections. There is already a very successful Delhi model. We need local, trusted people here who can emulate it, Reddy said. Rao described himself as a true blue Bangalorean. I have lived and grown up in Baswanagudi. I studied in Jayanagar. All my friends are in Maleswaram. And I have a lot of family in Padmanabha Nagar, he said. Born in Chennai, Rao studied in various schools across multiple cities. The 57-year-old is an alumnus of National College in Jayanagar and holds a master's degree from Bangalore University. An NCC cadet during his student days, Rao is a recipient of the UN Medal for services rendered in international peacekeeping in a war zone. He served as the Commissioner of Police for Bangalore between August 2019 and 2020, handpicked by the then Chief Minister B.S. Yediyurappa to replace Alok Kumar, who was appointed by the previous Janata Dal Congress coalition government headed by H.D. Kumaraswamy and who held office for 47 days. Although Rao spent most of his life in South Bangalore and Maleswaram, he does not want to be tied to any place just yet. It would be premature for me to anchor anywhere yet. All of Karnataka trusts me, he said. Rao is a cycling enthusiast and often speaks of his participation in cyclothons with pleasure. Although he opted for VRS, a scheme that allows a person to retire before their official retirement date, he was discharged from service only last week because Karnataka's BJP government under Chief Minister Baswaraj Bommai was trying to convince him to take back his application. Rao would have completed his full tenure in 3 years. Some in the Congress look at Bhaskar Rao joining the AAP as a loss to their party. A Congress office bearer admitted that Rao wanted to contest from Baswanagudi in South Bangalore, but the party did not agree. Baswanagudi is a BJP stronghold and has a sizable Brahmin population, Rao's own community. It is a loss for the Congress party. He could have proved to be an asset in Bangalore, the Congress leader told the print. Speaking about the AAP, Rao said it does not have a high command culture that attempts to control every micro activity. The AAP does not indulge in communal politics, he added. The Congress's loss is the AAP's gain. The party is relatively obscure in Karnataka with only a handful of wins in local body elections. The party now hopes to cash in on Rao's popularity. After AAP's Punjab win, people across the country see the party as a ray of hope and symbol of change. Reddy said, "It is important for our growth in different states that local, trusted, loved people take responsibility for the party. Bhaskar Rao is one such person. He led the police force commendably during COVID-19 when the government was almost non-existent. Rao's role in enforcing the COVID lockdown in 2020 received both criticism and praise. Within the department, however, he is seen as a no-punishment leader. Rao is Dildar. He does not believe in punishment-oriented performance, but in innovation and transformation. It is very rare to come across a leader who gives a free hand to subordinates in our department," MN Anucheth, Deputy Commissioner of Police, Bangalore Central, said. Phone tapping controversy. Rao's career has not been without controversy. In August 2019, a leaked phone conversation purportedly between Rao and a power broker sparked a row over illegal phone tapping between the ruling BJP and Janata Dal Secular, a party that was accused of taping some 300 phone lines while it was in power under HD Kumaraswamy. The phone conversation was purportedly about Rao lobbying for the post of Bangalore Commissioner. The alleged power broker in the purported conversation turned out to be a suspect in a Ponzi scheme. The leaked phone conversation led to a shutdown between Rao and his predecessor, Alok Kumar. Rao accused Kumar of illegally tapping his phone and trying to defame him. The state government, by then under Yediyurappa, handed over investigations into the case to the CBI. After the CBI filed its B report, saying there was no evidence to carry on investigating, Rao challenged it, leading a special CBI court to reject the report and order a re-investigation. Rao told the print that he wanted to move on from the controversy. "I don't want to carry on with the police department politics. I believe in forgive and forget," Rao said after he joined the AAP. Controversy dogged him even while he was the Commissioner of Police for Bangalore. Former Deputy Chief Minister C.N. Ashwath Narayana, now the Minister for Higher Education, Information Technology and Biotechnology and Science and Technology, accused him of receiving kickbacks from e-commerce companies during the lockdown in 2020. An emotional Rao walked out of the meeting midway despite Yediyurappa's attempts to pacify him. Such allegations, however, appeared not to bother the AAP, a party rooted in the anti-graft movement that swept the country in 2011. Said Prithvi Reddy, "He was in service till last week. If the government had any evidence of corruption against him, nothing stopped them from taking action. That alone is enough to suggest that such allegations are nothing more than political attacks." Karnataka is no stranger to civil servants leaving service midway to venture into politics, with some taking the leap post-retirement. K. Annamalai, the current BJP state president in Tamil Nadu, was a Karnataka cadre IPS officer before he quit service in 2019. Karnataka's agriculture minister B.C. Patil is a former police officer turned actor who took up politics. Former Lok Sabha member H.T. Sangliana is perhaps the most famous IPS officer turned politician in the state. Bureaucrats study and work hard to become IAS and IPS officers and are generally seen as go-getters. Rupa D, IGP and MD of Karnataka Handicrafts Development Corporation, told the print, "When officers see politicians wielding enormous power and see that they are able to get things done at the drop of a hat by whatever means possible, a bureaucrat often thinks why they, with their experience in governance, could not do the same." "These are individual choices," Rupa said. "We cannot begrudge them that," she added. Thank you so much for listening. We will be back soon with another episode.